Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. And when I got there, I thought maybe
and for a little run, I did. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Huzinski. If you're not familiar with Running Flat Radio, we're the show kind of all about endurance sports, mostly running, some triathlon, some cycling, but we produce really fun running events here in Southern Ontario and in Michigan as well. The show kind of takes you through the amazing stories behind our sport and kind of shows you that really anyone can be a part of running at any age, any physical type. You just got to get started. And, you know, it's been a reoccurring theme that we've had on this show for many years about running ageless, and you can pick it up at any age. Running is awesome for that. And I'll give you a really good example of that. This last weekend, we had the Color Run Nights here in the city of Windsor. Now, you can hear a little bit of my voice. I'm still exhausted from 3 days of setup for a race that happens on Saturday night. One of the really interesting things about Color Run is how it kind of bridges so many ages, so many groups of people on the course late Saturday night in the middle of a Color Run. You'll see octogenarians, you'll see kids in strollers, and you'll see everything in between. Really, it's all about from those events, the social aspects, but about getting healthy, getting out there, and just starting, man. It's what it's all about. And if we can kind of inspire you a little bit during this show, during the next hour, then I hope to do that. Last week was all about the Russians and their cheating ways. And we also kind of did a little bit more about Color Run Nights to kind of tell people what they're to expect. So tonight's show, we're going naked. Yeah, we're going totally nude. First off, I gotta tell you, our first guest is all about nude running. Thank you very much. We're gonna talk specifically about the Wreck Beach Bear Buns 5K run. After that, we're gonna talk about getting naked ourselves in our running, and that's really all about kind of leaving the technology and all the aids in running and training kind of behind and kind of listening to your own body and your soul and being out there, kind of by yourself. So, it's all about kind of getting naked today. It's an interesting show. And Kelly's going to miss the show. Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. Let's talk about some of the Running Flat events that are coming up. We just got through Color Run Nights. Up next for us on August 20th is the Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft. And it's open. We just also launched the shirt for this year. It's a tech shirt, a white tech shirt with this really cool Walkerville Brewery emblem on it. And it's a really cool event, not just because there's free beer, and you run up and down Riverside Drive, and it starts and ends in a brewery and does all kinds of really cool stuff. It's really about your bib, and it's more about the social aspects of this event. It is an adults-only event, so when you are registering, it won't take your registration if you're 19 and under, and you have to be 19 and over to attend. And when you register, you also basically have to give us your marital status. So if you are single and available, you get a green bib. If you're married and taken, you get a red bib because you're in a committed relationship. And then if you're in one of those really unique relationships that you just can't figure out which end of the spectrum it's on, you get a yellow bib for it's complicated. And it's a lot of fun. It's August 20th, Walkerville Brewery. The Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft. Check it all out at runningflat.com for more information. The Hockey Town 5K, which is totally sold out, is September 10th. The only part that is available to that race that's not sold out is we actually have a virtual side to that race where you could sign up today and we will mail you the shirt, the really cool medal with Joe Louis Arena on it. and your bib, and you get a piece of history, because this is the last time you can get on the ice at Joe Louis Arena. It's a really cool run, because it's kind of like, it starts off the entire year of farewell to the Joe Louis Arena celebrations. And who knows? We'll announce next year's race in a little while, but this is all about this year and saying goodbye to the Joe. So there are no more spots available for the live run. So if you are planning on buying the virtual locally and then trying to show up, that's not going to work either, because there are no more spots on set. We are totally at capacity. And so take a look at it. You can also go to runningflat.com, hit the Red Wings icon on, or the Hockey Town 5K icon on our website, and then I'll take you there. Zombie Chase will be opening very soon. We're just finalizing some rights on some artwork that we're going to use for the medal and the shirt, but they are really cool. I guarantee you that. Zombie Chase is always done on the Saturday of Thanksgiving, so you don't have to kind of stick it out and listen to Uncle Bob's New Wife at the dinner table over dessert and coffee. You can come and join us at the waterfront and do the Zombie Chase run. It's a lot of fun. It is a really big family event, probably second biggest family event next to our Canada Day race. The kids and the moms and the dads, everyone gets kind of dressed up, and they have just a lot of fun. And that is a Saturday of the long weekend in October, Canadian Thanksgiving, October 8th. A couple things that I do need to announce. Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon 2017 will be open very soon. We will give you some more details on that in the next week or so. It does sell out very, very quickly. And so check your email for that, and also check back on the show, and also any one of our Facebook pages. We'll have that announcement. And believe it or not, Le Chocolat, it's in the final stages of opening up as well for next May, with all kinds of really cool surprises. Yeah, you are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM800CKLW. Jeff Gotting from the Wreck Beach Bear Buns 5K run is on next when we come back after these messages.
Scratch a ticket with a leg of a cricket, and I got triple Jesus. Cash it in for Siamese twin at the family firing range. I went to bed and woke up beside another man, said nobody noticed. I was so excited the senators are fighting, don't tell me nothing's changed.
Vehicle 41, please respond. 41, we have a code Froster in your vicinity. Suspect is a 17-year-old female, purple complexion, puckered up face. Been raising trouble since she was a seedling. Was last seen drinking a sour grape Froster. We have reason to believe she'll never turn that frown upside down.
Choose from up to 12 icy cold Froster flavors at Max convenience stores and Circle K. You are what you Froster.
Frosterize your face on Snapchat August 1st. Over.
Where there's fun,
it's fun.
There's sun.
Sun is shining.
You can find the AM800 traveling trailer. Every weekend, find us at all the best festival and events in Windsor, Essex, and enter to win a $300 gas card from the Revenberg Automotive family.
The next stop is Fort Malden Military Heritage Days. This weekend, watch as 2,000 years of history literally comes to life at Fort Malden National Historic Site with scavenger hunts, water fights, recreations, and tactical demonstrations. It's a weekend packed with history. Military Heritage Days at Fort Malden National Historic Site.
Check out a complete list of events at am800cklw.com. The traveling trailer is brought to you by St. Clair College Alumni, Libro Credit Union, and AM800CKLW. If you're a graduate of St. Clair College, stay connected with your alumni association that's over 95,000 strong. Go to stclairalumni.com and be a part of upcoming special events, dinners, and giveaways. Plus, visit Libro.ca to find a location near you. Libro Credit Union. Prosper here.
AM800 Weather is brought to you by Devonshire Mall. Shop in comfort and enjoy the civic holiday at Devonshire Mall next Monday, August 1st. Stores are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Now the forecast from the AM800 Weather Center. For tonight, a few clouds, a low of 19. Sunny tomorrow morning, then a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon. 30% chance of showers with a high of 32, a humidex of 38. Partly cloudy for tomorrow night, slight chance of showers developing, the low of 16. A mix of sun and cloud for Thursday, 30% chance of showers, the high near 30. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, again a 30% chance of showers, the high of 27.
A car built for Canadians by Canadians. Spend your summer behind the wheel of a 2016 Honda CR-V LX from Windsor Honda. Mark Trembacher and Ken Enzer invite you to test drive the new CR-V LX and experience its incredible features. Get a $2,155 rebate to reduce your payment and lease the Honda CR-V LX for just $65 weekly plus tax for 60 months at 1.99% plus zero due on delivery. It's all good. It's a Windsor Honda.
There's traffic.
Bad traffic makes me late for work.
There's weather.
Bad weather ruins my vacations.
Information for life. AM 800 CKLW, the information station.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons to the full 26.2 miles. We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Zinski here. You know, I smile when I talk about this because this would be such an incredible event to do. World famous Wreck Beach is a legal clothing optional beach located on Point Grey at the mouth of the north arm of the Fraser River, and it faces the west with a spectacular sunset. And it was started by Judy Williams, chair of the Wreck Beach Preservation Society. So they have a run. And that first run kind of ran along the foreshore and back. And then the runners traveled over, I guess, really rocky terrain. And today they've changed the course after 20 years that this naked race has been running. It's been a 5K circular run, mainly on the sandy area of the Wreck Beach proper. And you had to understand, this also involves kind of bringing timing equipment on the course. There's course markers. And you know what? Like all runs, you can't do it without volunteers and staff and helps. They have lots of volunteers and happen to, but that's a question I'm going to ask, is are all the volunteers without clothes as well? But we're going to find that out in a minute. So, you know, welcome the course operations director, Jeff Godding, to Running Flat Radio. How are you, Jeff?
Very well, Chris. Very well. And how's yourself?
I'm half naked.
Which half, Chris?
I'll never tell. It's radio. So, you know, I got to ask you, before we get into the race and before we talk about Wreck Beach, because Wreck Beach itself is like this incredible, it's the largest clothing optional beach in the world. And I want to get into that in 2 seconds, but let's just talk about, and help me with my terminology, because they're not nudists. They're naturists? Is that the correct terminology?
That's a point of contention, Chris. I've always referred to myself as a nudist. You know, I say call a spade a spade.
Okay.
So naturist is kind of a funny way of calling it nudity without offending people. So
okay. And can I ask what are the social benefits of social nudism, I guess?
Number one is no tan lines.
No tan lines. There you go.
Number two, you're getting all that gorgeous vitamin D out of the sun.
Okay.
When you're down at the beach, Chris, you meet thousands of people. And, of course, because they're naked, you don't know what sort of walk of life they come from. Their clothing does not reveal anything because there isn't any clothing.
Right.
So they're just good people. You talk to them. You meet them. It's fun. And it's always been, you know, like I'm a nudist all the time. At home, I sleep naked. Why would you put on clothing to go in the water and get wet and then sit around in uncomfortable wet clothing?
Right. But let's talk a bit about running, because running's a little bit different than sleeping and swimming.
When you said "butt," was there a pun intended there?
Absolutely. So why nude running?
Oh, it's just great. You get the wind on you. You know, you don't. If you do perspire, then it dries off quicker. I just finished a run down in Glen Eden, which is a nudist resort in Corona, California.
Okay.
I came in first place in my category there, and it's so nice to be able to do it without clothes, and it's just a nice feeling. It's a great feeling. You're not encumbered by any clothing at all. Wreck Beach, I say, is the best one because you don't even have to wear shoes. because it's all sand. You can run barefoot, and it's just quite a nice feeling.
Now, let's just talk a little bit about Wreck Beach, because Wreck Beach was also in the national media over the last week or so about there was an opinion that it came out regarding tourists kind of being dumped off near Wreck Beach, and then almost kind of, you know, almost like a zoo type of ordeal going on there, where all they're doing is kind of taking pictures and ogling at everyone. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that, or how that's changed?
As far as I know, I think Judy Williams pretty well took care of that and phoned up these bus companies, you know, and said, "Hey, we're not a tourist attraction." And if you watch them, and I'm not trying to be prejudiced or anything, Chris, but it was almost humorous, because we're talking 400 or 412 stairs to get down to the beach, and of course the same amount going back up.
Right.
And here come, and they were mostly Asian, Chris, you know, because they seem to have this thing about looking at white nude bodies. And they would come down in suits and dresses and high heels. It was quite humorous. So I think you kind of put a stop to that.
And most of that's been taken care of now. Those bus companies aren't using you as a tourist stop.
No.
Because just really briefly, I mean, Wreck Beach itself is 7.8 kilometers of Pacific Spirit Park,
and that's correct.
And it's what, like, from the it's from UBC,
or it's in UBC. It's part of UBC.
Okay.
So UBC is all of Point Grey. They're pretty close, you know. And this goes from like Spanish Banks, because there's, you know, like I said, there's 412 stairs, so we're on a cliff.
Right.
But as you go to the far end of Wreck Beach, now you're down near Spanish Banks, and you can actually park your car right in the parking lot and walk across a little bit of grass, and you're on the beach. Hmm. It's flat.
And Wreck Beach itself attracts like 14,000 visitors a year. And I think overall there's like 500,000 visitors that come to the Vancouver region annually. So I mean, it's still a major part of your tourism, whether.
Oh yes, and it's quite humorous too, because on a real nice day, and you get an ebb tide, well, of course now you have lots of sand.
Yes.
And there's people spread out over all the sand, but as the tide floods, of course it pushes all these people onto the beach proper, and it gets very crowded, Chris. You know?
I can only imagine. So let me ask you. So now you've got this the Wreck Beach Bare Buns 5K Run. It's a fundraiser by the Wreck Beach Preservation Society. It's been around for 20 years.
Correct.
Which is an incredible number for any race, any kind of community race. So obviously it's well attended.
Yes.
And it is, the run is clothing optional. So you could choose to run this with something on, right?
Yes. Like this bottoms. Year we had a young fellow from Alberta. He was 7 years old. And it was his first time on the beach and all that. He was there with his parents.
Yep.
And the parents were naked, but he elected to run with a T-shirt on and a pair of shoes. So that was good.
Yeah,
and he won in his age group, of course, so he got some trophies and some prizes and that kind of stuff, so it was quite good.
So, you know, I think the question that most people are begging to ask about this, it's not regarding chafing, or it's how do you time this event? Where do you put the bib?
Oh, we have little Velcro straps with a chip on the strap, and you wrap it around your ankle.
So like we do in triathlon.
Is that where you do it in triathlon?
In triathlon, yeah. There's an ankle chip.
Yeah, that's how these fellows do it. Andre from Sportstat West has been timing the run for about 4 years now when we went electronic. He does a wonderful job. He was down this year with Lawrence. And, you know, we bring a little generator down and power his equipment, and he prints off all the results and everything, and it works out very well.
And how far do people travel from to do this race?
Oh, this year was funny. We had a couple of guys from Missouri. We had one fellow from China. A couple of fellows from Japan. Three or four from California. And then we have what is called a Buns Across the Border. So there's a couple other runs. One of them is at Tiger Mountain.
It's a naked running series.
Yes. Tiger Mounds, which used to be called Fraternity Snoqualmie. And the other one is at Kinnicksu Ranch, which is in Spokane, Washington. So if you do all three runs, the Wreck Beach Bear Buns Run and those two, we give you a medal that says Buns Across the Border. Another idea of Judy Williams, so it's quite cute.
That's awesome.
So we'll get usually 12 or 14 or 18 people that will do all three runs, you know.
That's great. And again, this is also a community builder too, right? I mean, it's a big social aspect to it. You're celebrating the natural beauty of your region and putting money towards your preservation society at Wreck Beach.
Correct, yes.
That's wonderful. And it happens every year, and it's always this time of year?
It varies because we are dependent on the tide, Chris.
Okay.
We have to have a very low tide to utilize the sand and get the course, you know?
And really quickly, when you're running naked and weather changes, and you know, like Vancouver can get cold in the summer sometimes, especially down on the beach like that.
And rainy.
Well, yeah, let's not forget about the rain. So, you know, does that also kind of change how many folks show up, whether they're going to be naked or not?
Yes. No, if the weather looks poor, then we don't get as good a showing, you know?
A showing indeed, my friend. A showing indeed. Jeff Gotting, thanks for joining us today, live from Vancouver, talking about the Wreck Beach Bear Buns Run. Joining us here on Running Flat Radio. We'll be back after the news.
Fad diets, experimental workout routines, bad advice. Cut through the clutter and get on the path to better health with meaningful advice from Dr. Andrew. On Call Radio with Dr. Andrew on AM 800, weeknights from 11 till 1.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex. An information update with Paul McDonald.
A Windsor man has been identified as the victim of a boating mishap on the St. Clair River near Sarnia. Provincial police say the body of 22-year-old Samsudeen Yusuf was discovered by police divers yesterday afternoon. Yusuf was a passenger on a large cruiser yacht and went missing near Bridgeview Marina early Sunday evening. The executive director of the Windsor Essex County Humane Society says a new report has identified a gap in animal cruelty investigations. Melanie Calder says investigations have been funded by donations for decades. She says the study also highlights the dangerous working conditions faced by officers with the Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in northern and remote areas of the province. Fiat Chrysler says it's changing the way it reports monthly U.S. sales in an effort to be more transparent. The company says its streak of 75 months of sales increases should have ended at 40 months. Automotive News reports an internal investigation found the automaker had 5,000 to 6,000 reported sales that were never completed. Hillary Clinton has become the first woman to become the White House nominee for a major U.S. political party. Clinton has won the votes needed to capture the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Philadelphia. In sports, Miguel Cabrera has hit a two-run home run to put the Tigers up 2-0 on the Red Sox. That's in the top of the second inning. Josh Donaldson has homered for Toronto Blue Jays lead San Diego by a score of 2-1 in the top of the second. Weather-wise, a few clouds for tonight, a low of 19. We are right now at 28 Celsius, 82 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
You're on the highway, driving to your friend's cottage. Ugh, you miss the exit. You pick up your phone to check the map, but you can't hold your phone. You can't hold anything. You can't feel anything. You're in a wheelchair. A nurse walks over and smiles. She tells you that it's nice outside and asks if you'd like to look out the window.
It happens fast. Put down the phone. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Did you know that Diamond & Diamond is now officially open in Windsor? We are delighted to have local lawyer Stephen Wilder head up our Windsor Essex office. Stephen is an entrenched member of the community and has been representing local clients for years. So if you want a team right here in Windsor fighting for your rights, call 1-800-567-HURT today and find out why there's nothing tougher than a diamond. Or visit us at diamondlaw.ca.
Diamond & Diamond.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Now, welcome back to Running Flat Radio. That was a good segment, right? Running nude. I mean, this is our naked show, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in. You have to take your clothes off to listen to the show. We just had on at Jeff Cotting, who's one of the operational folks from the Wreck Beach Bear Buns 5K. Yeah, it's a 5K run on Wreck Beach. You get a medal. It's timed. You got to be naked. Well, it's clothing optional, but everyone's naked. Trust me. I've seen the pictures. And, you know, it is what it is. I think that's it's a very interesting and incredible destination event for the right person. Who knows? Maybe I'll find myself in Vancouver this time of year, one of these years. You know, the Wreck Beach Bear Buns 5K. So when we're talking about running naked, that's one sense of really running naked. And that's no clothes, a pair of shoes, and you're gone. Like streaking during a soccer match. And the other sense of running naked is actually kind of delaminating yourself from the technology that you run with on a constant basis. As a runner who runs a lot, and, you know, where it's, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week, and you've done it for, you know, a number of months and years, you kind of get into a cadence of how you run. You get into, you know, the little idiosyncrasies of, you know, you tie, you know, your shoes, you do a specific thing to your toes and your feet before you put it into your shoes, you know, for long runs. And it gets very kind of ritualistic. And part of that ritual in, you know, and you'll this becomes really apparent on the night before and the morning of a marathon, you know, when you actually lay absolutely everything out that you're wearing and that you're carrying with you during your marathon, and then you actually put it on in a certain sequence, you know, including, you know, like whether it's a heart rate monitor or an iPod or your phone or your GPS or just a watch, you know, whatever that piece of technology is, most of us run with it in one way or another. I'd say the majority of us all run with a watch. The majority of us even run with a watch that's GPS active. And, you know, for the most part, have a heart rate monitor as well during the training processes to kind of understand, you know, where we are within our cardio workout. But there is an interesting movement. And it's more of like from a seasoned runner's perspective of just leaving all the technology behind. And being able to just listen to your body and understand what's happening, you know, with your foot placement, and just being able to feel every step, and really kind of, it's kind of not really want to say being one with nature, kind of, you know, kind of a crappy thing like that. But really, it's understanding your body better by not being distracted by technology, or even understanding your pace and doing it well. So, you know, I've got some points that I really kind of wanted to go through. So when you're, and I've been doing this, frankly, for the last 9 months, I don't run with a watch. I don't run with a GPS. I don't run with music. I don't run actually with anything. I run with a running partner who has a heart rate monitor because he wants to monitor his heart, his cardiac issues. But actually we don't run with technology based on, you know, understanding pace or distance or time. Frankly, all that's really irrelevant to me when I run. All I want to do is I just want to go out and I just want to, you know, knock out 5K, 6K, 7K, whatever it is, and really enjoy what I'm doing and enjoying the sights around me and, you know, the neighborhood and everything else. So, you know, and this is not easy to do. I got to tell you, it's really not easy to understand. A really good example of this is, let's say you're training at a specific pace, and then one day your watch dies, and you're trying to figure out, are you running at that same pace? You can feel it as you're running, but the idea is that you should know that that is the pace that you're running, and you know, you get pretty good at guessing that pace without having to look at your watch or wait for it to vibrate as it's hitting mile markers and stuff like that. So. Because inevitably what happens is the technology is going to fail, right? Many times you would take your Garmin and you plug it into your computer the night before to charge it. And, you know, for whatever reason, you wake up early in the morning and it didn't charge. So you end up going out anyway and doing the run reluctantly. Like you're going, oh, you know, I wish I had my Garmin. You know, I wish I, you know, could record this workout and, you know, put it into my logs and you know, and all the other stuff that goes along with why the technology is so convenient. But the reality is can you do that at those paces without using your watch? Have you really listened to yourself that well in your training process and in your running career. So, you know, it's not easy to do. But you know what? I welcome you to do that. You know, even just one day a week, just kind of drop all the technology and just go enjoy the run just for the run itself. And, you know, and dial in your tempo and dial in your breathing and your heart rate and your gait and even the way you kind of do your foot placement. It is, like I said, it is an uncomfortable feeling initially, kind of like you're forgetting something. You're always looking around like there's something missing, but you know, you'll definitely get it. I guarantee you'll do it. So, that's my piece on running naked. And that's exactly what I do. I haven't run with a watch in frankly years. And I welcome you to give it a try for the joy of running, not necessarily for your training goals and everything else, but just to get out there and just really kind of be one with what you're doing. You are listening to Running Flat Radio. It is now time for Song of the Week. And Song of the Week's really that song that we pick every week that's brand new, really upbeat, something you can put onto your music list as you're working out or running. And this is Skillet with Feel Invincible on Running Flat Radio.
What do TV Kochiko and AM 800 have in common?
Both are dedicated to keeping you current, updated, entertained, and informed with what's happening in Windsor, Essex.
Visit TV Kochiko online at tvkochiko.com and click on Windsor.
From community announcements, show schedules, and videos,
it's all part of what makes TV Kochiko truly local television.
And the place you can hear AM 800 right on your TV on HD Cable 700 as well as Cable 11.
You can also listen to your favorite AM 800 programs like The Morning Drive, The Lynn Martin Show, The Noon Report, and The Afternoon News on both channels.
TV Kochiko and AM 800,
a great partnership.
Ever find a great price for a hotel online, but when you get there, they charge you extra for everything?
Your room, sir?
Where's the mattress?
That's extra.
Not even a blanket?
Extra.
Why is there a possum in the bathroom?
Possum removal, that's extra.
During Ford employee pricing, what you see is what you get. Like an online total price adjustment of $5,813 on a 2016 Mustang GT Coupe. When the employee price online is the price you can get in store, it's easy to get into a Ford. Get your employee price at findyourford.ca.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a mattress? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Tepperman's.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. For tonight, a few clouds, a low of 19. Sunny tomorrow morning, then a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon. 30% chance of showers with a high of 32, a humidex of 38. Partly cloudy for tomorrow night, slight chance of showers developing, the low of 16. A mix of sun and cloud for Thursday, 30% chance of showers, the high near 30. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, again a 30% chance of showers, the high of 27.
It's not unusual to be loved.
This September 17th, experience legendary icon Tom Jones live at Caesars Windsor.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by.
Reserve seats on sale now at CaesarsWindsor.com, the Caesars Windsor box office, and all Ticketmaster locations.
You don't have to be beautiful.
Tom Jones live performing iconic classics and more. September 17th at Caesars Windsor. Play smart. Must be 19 years or older.
Patio season is upon us at the LCBO, and so are our summer picks at incredible prices. Until July 27th, you can get $5 off a 750 ml bottle of the Glenlivet Founders Reserve. With flavors of pear, vanilla, caramel, and nutmeg, this Scotch whiskey is perfectly suited for sipping neat or enjoying over ice. Why not savor these summer nights with this limited time offer? Only at the LCBO. While supplies last, quantities are limited.
When you hear about it, don't just talk. React.
I'm just saying we need to get away from the traditional way of thinking.
Well, they say the decision is not being changed. We are not giving up the fight.
I have identified 11 violations by their administration.
The Lynn Martin Show, the only open line talk show in Windsor, Essex.
What's he going to do about revamping the insurance system in this province so that I don't have to pay through the nose?
Weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800.
Skillet with Feeling Invincible, Song of the Week, here on Morning Flat Radio. That's a rocking song. It's now time for Ben Kaplan from Iron Magazine.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
It's that segment of the show where we call our good friend Ben Kaplan, editor-in-chief of Iron Magazine, for some insight. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Feeling invincible yourself, sir.
I'm naked.
No, there you go. That's
really uncomfortable.
Suspected.
We actually did an interview today with some of the operations folks from the Wreck Beach Bear Buns 5K Run.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's good. Suntan lotion is in the swag bag.
Let me ask you, would you ever do a naked run like this?
Would I? Oh, man. I don't know. It seems like...
Not to put you on the spot.
Awful lot of chafing. I don't know. I would never say never, but I don't know that I would... I mean, I like my shorts that have that special lining in them. I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know. Maybe a... I don't know, man. Maybe a 1K.
I don't know if there'd be enough glide for me.
I don't know. I don't know that I want to necessarily wish that upon anyone. But God bless them. Hey, if they're getting people out and that's a fun thing and people want to do that, by all means, go to it.
They even got a Buns Across the Border kind of run series where they have a couple of runs in Washington, and if you do this, you get a fourth medal for all three races.
Wow. I think Beta Breakers in San Francisco is now this massive thing, but I think they run naked too, or some of them, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, hey, look, this has been going on for 20 years, and Wreck Beach is, I mean, it's quite the place, right? I mean, I think all of us in Canada have ever heard of Wreck Beach in Vancouver.
Let's go to it. Let's go do it, man. It's about time we saw each other. What? Anyway.
So you want to talk about shoes?
Yeah, you know, it seems like, you know, the Olympics are coming up. Everyone's going to be excited and watching our runners go. And, you know, as the summer starts winding down, and I hate to say that, but, you know, as we enter August, it's going to happen. And then,
it's halfway
you know,
over.
You start thinking about what you want to do for the fall. You want to start getting serious again, you know, and you've been at the cottage, you've been barbecuing and whatever, drinking Coors Light or whatever it is, it's time to start running again. And one a good way to start is get yourself some shoes. So I think the main thing, not the main thing, but a good thing to do, two good things you can do that are easy things to do that will just help right off the bat. One, bring your old sneakers into the shop when you go so they can take a look at the bottom of your sneakers and just see if there's scuff marks on them, like how you land. The other thing I might do is go at the end of the day. One thing that a lot of people don't realize is your foot swells during the course of the day. And when you run the marathon, sometimes your foot can go up a whole shoe size. So, you know, so in the morning you try on sneakers, you're a 9, but by the end of the day you could be a 9.5. So you want to get shoes that are a little bigger, you know, because your foot will swell.
But I think what's really important, and you said it, is take it into the running shop.
Yeah,
and you know, go to your local running store. And we have people who listen to this show all over North America and the world. Go to your local running stores. And if you're here in the Windsor, kind of Detroit metro area, I mean, there are some fabulous locally owned and operated running stores like Running Factory in Windsor, the Hansons, and also don't forget Playmakers out in Okemos. I mean, these are all like, you know, world-class guys. They totally understand running. They understand your feet. And they have full product lines that can support you. And if they don't have something in that day, they can definitely overnight and get it for you the next day. So, I mean, you're 100% right on.
The other thing is, you know, there's so much. One of the things that used to frustrate me when I was working at the National Post, I did like a weekly gear guide thing. And so I'd be reviewing like a different pair of shoes every week, more or less, you know. But I would always ask the shoemakers to explain to me why this shoe is different, you know.
Right.
And, like, I could never understand what the hell they were talking about. And it's like, now I should be able to understand this. You know, it's not that. It's not a rocket ship. You know, it's like there's rubber, there's leather. It's not. Anyway, so one of the big things I like that sort of neutralizes some of the marketing jargon is that 85% of runners are neutral runners. Which means, now that's not great for the 15%, and you know, it's hard to know who that 15% is. But the thing is, most of us, I mean, the overwhelming majority, don't need any special bells and whistles. So if you walk into a running shop at the end of the day and you bring your own shoes, whatever you try on is good. You know, and even the guy who invented pronation is how your foot turns inward when you land. And what was really trendy was to make pronation controlled sneakers so that to stop your foot from turning inward. But, you know, that didn't do anything. So a lot of the shoe companies jumped on board for that. That was a real trend for pronation control. But that didn't reduce running injuries.
Okay.
You know, so this brand new technology that everybody went crazy for didn't do anything, didn't speed up race times, you know, didn't break records, it didn't bring down injuries, didn't do anything. Which leads me back to where I stand on this stuff, that, like, you know, a good neutral sneaker on sale is really what you need and is all you need. And if it sounds like you don't understand it, you know, it's because you don't really need it, and they're making it more complicated than it has to be.
What are you running in?
Right now, I'm running in the Saucony Ride 9, and that's about what I wear. When I broke my 3-hour marathon, I was wearing the Ghost by Brooks.
Yeah.
And those are all there in the Nike Pegasus. You know, these are neutral, middle-of-the-road sort of sneakers from these reputable companies. You know, ASICS has one that's similar. You know, these companies all have there's only so much you're really going to do with a sneaker. You know, you're not going to put I don't know, a little like propeller in there or like a jet fuel. You know, it's so there's only so much you can do. So they're similar and they share technologies, and also the designers bounce from company to company. So it's not like you're finding anybody who's going to figure out another way to slice bread.
Yeah, I think you're right to an extent, but I also think that once you find a pair of shoes that fit you, you stick with them. So, and I'm one of those cases. I'm a Saucony Hurricane guy through and through. I've always worn Hurricanes. I've worn them for, I don't know, 12, 13 years. I love the Saucony Hurricane. It's just a shoe that really does well for me because I have not just an ugly pronation, but I also have, you know, one leg longer than the other. And I look like a chicken running down the road.
Well, my buddy has been running in since his university. He's been wearing New Balance, and he still gets the New Balance. And some of that, I think, is also psychological. I mean, you want to wear what you feel good about, you know, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So, you know, you got these shoes and they work for you.
Well,
and that's great. And my buddy with his New Balance, same thing.
But it's not just that, Ben. It's the architecture. If the architecture is the same and consistent between the years of the lines when they kind of do the big rehabs, probably every 3 to 4 years, they'll do like a massive overhaul of the shoe. But if they don't change the primary architecture of it, that means that I can literally be anywhere in the world, buy a set of 10.5 Hurricanes off the shelf and run whatever distance I want to run. And without a blister, without anything.
Yeah, no, that's because, sweet. That is, I mean, that it is, there's something nice about that. But there's also something fun, I mean, just because I've never had a love affair with a particular brand or a particular model, I've been able to test all these different ones. So I've been able to, I mean, I guess that's why I'm, and everybody has a philosophy that fits their own experiences, right?
Yeah, yeah, but maybe you have a commitment problem. Maybe you need to commit to
19 kids.
Maybe you need to commit to a brand.
Yeah, maybe, man. Maybe.
Yeah, are you? What are you scheduled to run this fall?
Well, I'm still working it out. You know, I really like the idea of doing Philly.
Philly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's toward the end of the season. I'm a little bit like I've done Scotiabank here in Toronto a lot of times. You know, and I've had rough experiences there year after year, so I sort of feel like flexing my hips and doing something and hopping on a plane or doing something. You know, I don't know. I don't have too much disposable income, so we'll see. But, you know, I'd like to go somewhere. I'd like to do something. I'll definitely do something in the fall. I mean, I need to step up my training. I don't know if I'm going to try to PB again and all of that. My partner's sort of injured, so I'm kind of in between things. But, you know, I definitely want to do a fall marathon. I'm not sure. I haven't been to Philadelphia in a long time, and something about that's appealing.
What about, so in a couple of weeks we have the folks from Detroit from the Free Press on.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we're coming up to that deadline where people can register for the international side of the race.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. We just did a story about that race. Yeah, that's the same kind of thing. That'd be awesome.
Well, dude, when did you come down?
Well, is it September or is it...
It's October. It's usually around the... I can't remember the date, but it's usually around the 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Yeah, maybe, man. That really... I hear that it's a really sweet race, and they're really cool down there, and the course is great, and yeah, maybe I will. I appreciate that. And I could stay at your place? Or
absolutely. Absolutely. I'm running the half, and Deb's running the full, so yeah, you can just jump in the car. We'll take you over.
I mean, the listeners should know Chris is such a nice guy that, like, by all means, he's serious right now.
I am.
Yeah, I know. I want them to know who they listen to every week, because you, this guy would do that. He really would. Sweetest guy on radio.
Hey, you know what? It's going to be a lot of fun. I think you should join us.
I would like to.
And it's only 3.5 hours from Toronto, so...
You'll be wearing your Saucony Horizon, and I could be wearing anything. Who knows? Whatever
commit.
I find in the street.
Ben, you got to commit. You got to commit. Get your wife on the phone. Thanks, my friend.
I appreciate it, brother.
Thanks for joining us on another week of Running Flat Radio.
Take care.
See you, man. Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine joins us. So don't forget, for information about some of the upcoming races that are coming up, go to runningflat.com. Catch us on Twitter. Do all that stuff. And of course, special thanks to our nudist guest, Jeff Gotting from the Wreck Beach Bear Buns Run, as well as Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine. For more information about the Hockey Town 5K or the Craft Draft or Zombie Chase or even some of the other races that are opening up, like the 2017 editions of Le Chocolat and Peely Island Winery, go to runningflat.com or just check out our Facebook pages for each one of those races or the weekly email blast that comes out to you on Mondays and Tuesdays or even Twitter. At Running Flat. Thanks to all of you who are downloading the show in record numbers and allowing me to keep you company on your run, your walk, and your workout. We'll be back in 7 days. Until then, I'm Chris Uzinski. Keep running.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Running Flat Radio is a paid program.
Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.